brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we're taking your phone calls right now. Thanks for holding. I didn't mean to have a filmmaking love fest earlier, but that's what we just did. But it's about the nature of reality. I didn't mean to go off into a rant about doing satire and people not getting it when it says satire. I did a satire about John Kerry being a reptoid and said, this is a joke, this is satire. And they got like 100-something thousand views and people flipping out over it saying he believes in reptoids now. I mean, it's just, I'm really the Joker because I can do a Joker imitation. It freaked people out. I just don't understand it. But let's go to a phone call here. Let's talk to Damon in New York City. You're on the air, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
I'm doing all right.
I'm actually in Wilton, New York. Hey, don't mind all them Christians that call in and tell you that, you know, you're Satan and all that. Got to remember, with the things that we're going through in life, and especially in this country and all around the world, people are seeing things in reverse. And people are also going through things that, it's crimping them almost. You know, it's you know, you got to think of the combination between your mind, body, and soul. So if they're trying to kill the soul or at least turn it off, dumb it down, it'll have the effects on the mind and the body.
No, exactly. And then anything that wakes them up, they recoil from. Like when I yelled at Piers Morgan, that at first it was about 50% negative, and then a few days later, oh, that was wonderful, and a few months later, that's the greatest thing ever. Because people aren't used to hearing, hey, you're an enemy. This isn't just some debate. You're trying to take our guns. Watch it. You're on notice. They're not ready for that. But down the road, they don't like anything that shocks them out of their comfort zone.
That's because the government wants everybody to be calm. So when they come and get you or they, you know, do whatever really they're going to do, and they'll do it soon, trust me.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, that's it. It's elementary. They want us docile. They want us passive. We should be loving with our neighbors, loving with our friends, not quick to anger. But when it comes to fighting tyranny, Christ went in and beat the money changers with a whip. When it came to standing up against evil, Moses went in and stood up to the Pharaoh and said no. John the Baptist said no to Herod. The whole Bible's about saying no to tyrants. But common sense is about that. They teach in churches. You're to follow Romans 13. They teach in churches. I played the national TV clips here. Where they say, render unto Caesar the Roman citizens that were thrown to the lions for not worshiping Zeus or Jupiter, the Roman Zeus. They were wrong. They should have worshipped Zeus. Well, what about the fiery furnace? What about the lion's den? It is diabolical, these churches. These are paid henchmen with trained voice training on how to mesmerize their flock to put them into a spiritual incinerator. They are big, fat devils, and if you can see them spiritually, they got 14-foot-long forked tails, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you go to most of these churches, and there's a big, giant, slobbering demon perched up there, little glitter bug, and I wish people could see it.
Going to some of these churches, you know, you got to go back to the Roman days when the church was, you know, the actual Vatican was put on the map. Really what that was Rome wanting to have a country or an empire without borders. And if they could control the mind and the spirit of the people all around the world, they didn't have to rule them because they would already control them.
Well, I mean, it's pretty complex when we went back and forth in the first 300 years of Christianity, but undoubtedly the Visigoths and the Vandals and others came in and sacked Rome in 410 finally. It fell. The Byzantine Empire, the split of the Rome was left for a while, but all that was left then was that form of Christendom. But it is very sophisticated. It's undoubted that any big organized religion becomes a system of control. That's why Christ said, you know, you have a relationship with God yourself, not to the church.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Of I Hate White People rampage dies. New York City bus rider's face smashed in during racial hate attack on white cracker. Defiant porn industry continues to film despite four HIV positive actors. Yeah, they're getting really reckless. And that's just some of the news. Germans conduct helicopter flyover of U.S. consulate, take high resolution photographs. Russian parliament gloats as Putin checkmates Obama over Syria. Syrian rebels given U.S. targets to defeat regime. Now, they've openly been commanded for 2.5 years, folks. They're just going public with that now. German paper says intercepts show Assad rejecting sarin use. That's out of McClatchy. We reported that last week. We broke that. Paper intel officials warned President Al-Qaeda was strengthening. Obama slumps the lowest ratings of his presidency. Voters view weak, indecisive leader. Checkpoints, armed guards, bulletproof vest for Charlie Rose on the road to Damascus. Six-story billboard on New York City's 42nd Street bashes Obamacare. 10,516 pages of regulations. Yeah, loopholes for the big guys to be exempt. 8 times longer than the Bible. Medical devices tax causes company to lay off 1,000 people. Oh, yeah, and that's just some of the stories up on drudgereport.com. Going back over to Infowars.com, the establishment is successfully starting a race war. Very important article that just went up, just now breaking by Kit Daniels on Infowars.com, and they're posting it to PrisonPlanet.com. Former Bush and Clinton administration insider, nobody is asking the basic question to believe that Al-Qaeda-affiliated rebels will stop once Assad is weakened is the very definition of insanity. Well, it's not insane. They'll then have a new war with those rebels later and sell weapons because they don't control them. They open the door for them and fund them. That's the inside job. You know, if I knew that somebody overheard that somebody was trying to break into somebody's house and kill them, and then because I wanted the person dead, you know, say left the door open and left so my roommate could be killed easier, I would be aiding and abetting in it. I would be an accomplice in a conspiracy. And that's basically what they're doing. And so it's on record they did this when the rebels attack Israel and try to blame, or attack Turkey and try to blame Assad. Or when they stage an attack here in the U.S. and try to blame Assad. Just remember who has the motive, who has the history, who's been behind this. And the great part about seeing a collapse in confidence in the entire power structure, from the media to the corporations to Obama and his henchmen and the Republican leadership, the great part about seeing this history happen is this is before they do a fake EMP strike to shut down stuff, or before they do a fake cyber attack and shut down the media, the alternative media, or before they set off a nuke in a major city and grandstand as our saviors. We need the awakening to happen big time to check them so that they can't then stage an event and checkmate us. And we've got them in check, and they've got us in check. It's a very weird situation historically, but we've got the next move, and they've got the next move. So, I mean, it's for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. And it's historically right now, we are at the vortex. This is such an amazing time to be alive. I cannot stress how huge things are. And again, I'm not bragging. I know history. I've studied it. I've been telling you for years, but especially the last few weeks, this is a Soviet Union level collapse. It's kind of like your foundation shifts and starts to crack. And they tell you, well, within a couple of years, this is going to fully crack and your house is going to leak and your house is going to then, you know, your chimney is going to fall down. And then sure enough, later it does if you don't fix it. The foundation of the New World Order has got giant cracks in it, and I can watch them moving. I mean, they're moving fast. They're in trouble, and boy, you're going to see some circus stuff going on. It's going to look like, 100 monkeys trying to run a fire drill or something with the New World Order. I mean, they are running around right now, and they are going to pull out every stop, and they're going to get more delusional and more out of control because they're the most mentally ill people out there. I mean, they are fundamentally screwed up, ladies and gentlemen. And I've evidenced this with thousands of points, but the fact that they would never use DU, because then it was a death sentence to our troops until 1990, they had it in the 40s. They had it in the late 40s, actually about 46, they had it deployed as emergency backup in Western Europe. But the point is, and there's white papers, and I don't always go back to that, but the fact that they don't care if reactors melt down now and leaks, it's not a big deal. Just smile at public service announcements. Just smile, you'll be safe. Ann Coulter seconds it. Yeah, it's good for you. We've got all this going on, all this happening, and they're just like, so what if cancer rates are up 3,000% on average in the West? Yeah, so what if autism's up from 1 in 25,000 to 1 in 50? Yeah, so what if, you know, half your family's got something that's going to kill them now? Just ignore all that. Mercury's good for you. Yeah, DU's good for you. Yeah, so don't worry about Al-Qaeda. Don't worry about the NSA spying on you without warrants. Hey, don't worry about it. And it's the madness that emperors get. And you've got all these narcissists that feel like they're part of the power structure. They're all mini-me's of the dark generals that run the New World Order. And I don't care if they're an evil Chinese communist or an evil, you know, member of NATO from Norway or an evil member of the U.S. government or an evil member of the Israeli government or an evil member of the Iranian government. These spiders look the same, act the same, are the same people. They're like Agent Smiths in the Matrix, except they all look different. And, man, I know these people. I've spent 18 years dealing with them, watching them. And they're like slow-motion giant spiders grabbing and eating people politically and actually physically in some cases, you know, sucking everything out of them. I mean, I knew 17 years ago that, and it freaked me out that I discovered a program of when people had heart attacks or had cancer surgery, that they would come with elder care, grab the husband and wife out and steal their house. And then their kids would call me or they would call me and say, we've paid the property tax. We don't know why. Then they'd have a secret auction and sell it to members of the county or the city. And I found out about it and got death threatened and stuff. But we went down and covered it. So they backed off for a while. I'm told they do it again because I can't cover everything. It's like whack-a-mole. It's like there's 10 million moles popping up and I can't hit them all. I need you to start whacking moles. You can take down one mole, folks. You know the whack-a-mole game? I bet you can find a YouTube of a whack-a-mole game. You guys pull that up and show the viewers. I'm sure 95% of you know, but for those that don't, you know, the game where the mole pops up, if you'll just take down one mole, a little mole, then you can take down bigger moles after that. We will beat them. Find evil, find corruption, prosecute it. What's evil? Anything the globalists are pushing is evil. Anything they're promoting may sound good on the surface, it's bad. I mean, look, you don't have to be too intellectual to do this. You can intellectually find why this is true, but anything they're pushing, you should be for the opposite. If they want your guns, you should be against it. If they want open borders, you should be against it. If they want to push sex education on five-year-olds, you should be against it. This is not sex education. It's sexualizing your children. If they want you to take shots, you should be against it. If they want, I mean, any of it, it's all pure bull. By eugenicist, that literally one-up each other on how ruthless they are. And I see them. And the frustrating thing is they all write white papers bragging about what they've done. You can see them too. You just have to admit they're there. I mean, take one look at John McCain. Take one look at Lindsey Graham. Take one look at Barack Obama. Take one look at John Kerry. Take one look at all these people, and they are the scum of the earth. The British government is always at the tip of the spear warmongering. Why are they against this now? And saying, we won't have further votes no matter what happens. We're not going to war. Because they have got the NSA, their own system, spying on the public. And they know 98% of Brits are against it. Folks, it isn't 91% of Americans that are against this. It's like 95. And they're trying to convince people they may get it up to, you know, 15% to support it. I mean, it's over if we want it to be. Okay? Now, again, we'll still be in a bad situation 10 years from now. Humanity's always fighting for survival. Just surviving is victory. Not being overtaken by the spirit of evil. We're going to go to the bottom of the hour and then in the transmission. We're going to skip this break. Just being aware, just having your consciousness, just not being overtaken and keeping your free will, that is your greatest possession. I love the analogy of what would a man give? I mean, what would you give to gain the whole world? Would you give everything? And some people say, yeah, I'd give anything to rule the world. Anything. Okay, how about your eyes? You can rule the world, but we're gonna surgically remove your eyeballs. Most people would say, oh, no way, I want my eyes. See, being able to see and interpret things and smell and taste and have communion with other people, that's life. And they know that you'd be fulfilled with that. So they create the Madison Avenue situation where you feel unfulfilled because you've had your soul sucked out of you. And so you think you're going to get your soul back by chasing after the New World Order. Most of you can still catch your soul, even though it's down the block. You can still run after it, most of you. Now, if you've committed to evil and you like destroying your soul and destroying other people's souls, you've committed the ultimate sin of refusing the Holy Spirit and willfully saying you want to serve evil, then you're gone. And you are of your Father. So that's what you're supposed to do. That's who you are. You were predestined. You have free will, but you were still predestined. And that's a paradox, but it's not a paradox if you study it. And So the devil always tells those of us that love liberty, love life, love justice, look how bad you are. Look at the thoughts you just had. Look at what you're doing. Oh, see, you're not good. Oh, you're not. So you obsess on that and then you say, fine, I don't care. That's the devil's tool. That's the Pharisee's tool. What matters is your heart, getting your heart right, deciding you want to have reality, deciding you want justice, and then saying, I'm weak. I have free will. God, come into my heart. Help me be good. Because, see, the New World Order doesn't ask. They will cheat to get control of you. They want your consciousness so they can shut it off and take your free will. But you have to. The trick is you have to open the door, too, and be tricked to give them the keys to free will. And then they work 24-7 to hammer it out of you. And they can't stand that it's still in you. That the seal of the Almighty God of the universe, the Creator, is on you. They're trying to steal you. And you just simply have to say, I choose to have you help me. Give me discernment and give me the will and the courage and the strength and help me be a good person. And then you will have a conscience, but with that you will receive discernment. Now the question is, can you handle the discernment? I don't blame people that don't want to face reality because it is heavy, it's big, it's deep, it's long, it's unending. And I've likened it to the spacewalk analogy. You think being at the edge of the cliff and seeing eternity there in front of you is a powerful feeling? Imagine walking out spacewalking with no gravity, looking down at the earth. Imagine that feeling of being hundreds of miles in the air and how that crushes your ego. But within crushing your ego, that then blows it out and connects you to the whole universe. Now, the question is, can you handle that? I'll be honest. If I don't have a couple glasses of wine at night, or if I start really exercising and really getting myself together, I cannot handle the level of intuition, the level of discernment, the level of power that is reality, the hallucination that is consciousness is so extreme that that's why we all hurt ourselves and try to dumb ourselves down. So the New World Order would say it's a gift that they're giving us, dumbing us down. But really it's not. They're trying to rob us on that process, being able to literally go to the next level, but that we have to give into God's plan. And so I do not judge anybody out there. That's why they have statistical studies about people with higher IQs tend to drink more, things like that, because it's an escape from reality. It's an escape to try to turn it off because there's so much of it. There's so much happening, so much going on. So, of course, people laugh at us when we warn them about things because they're insecure. They're like, this guy's talking fancy words. He's trying to make me feel small. So I'm going to laugh at him and then, you know, try to act like I'm sure of myself because I'm so scared. We ought to feel sorry for those people. You know what I say when somebody does that? I go, I know reality's scary. I know you're scared. I'm scared too sometimes. But you're not going to feel be fulfilled the path you're on. And for God's sakes, you and your wife are pregnant. And your wife's pregnant. You got a child coming. You better look into vaccines and what they do to people. It's not that vaccine technology couldn't be good. It's that the people running it are bad. You know about eugenics? And when I say eugenics is going on, your first thought is that, well, there are too many people. They're like, yeah, I am thinking that. But you're not part of the establishment, are you? And then they have that spark in their eye and they go, oh, and they're like, oh, no. Again, it's that human interaction of letting people in on what's going on. And then they let you in on stuff that's going on. And we help each other. And then if somebody who's evil tries to crush us, we don't enjoy it. But God gave us the tools to be more vicious than they are. And so we defeat them because that's what we've got to do to protect the innocents. But we're not running around trying to attack the innocents. We are designed to go up against the big bad guys, folks. And it's when you go up against the big bad guys that you actually go to the next level, because then God's going to give you the discernment and the energy and the protection and the angels you need to carry out that operation. You know the New World Order calls on their dark angels of sin coming deep from within. That's why they don't want you to know about this, because they don't want you to call on God's angels that have been there from the moment you were formed in your mother's womb. And the enemy doesn't want you to know about the war going on all around us on this planet in space. Oh, we're on a planet in space, ladies and gentlemen. Every culture has known this. Every culture has described this, because that's what's going on. Is a multi-dimensional war that you are in the middle of in a giant contest. Walk outside, look at the clouds, look at the sun, look at the birds, look at it's just a fabulous, incredible thing you're in the middle of. You're bored. I said I'd go to your calls, and I'm just preaching. Rob in Illinois, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I had a couple points I wanted to go over real quick. One of the problems with Syria is since 2010, they've been selling their gold reserves. The globalists are a little afraid that they're going to drive the price of the gold down. Another thing, the talks broke down on the pipeline that's going from Saudi Arabia to Turkey. In December of last year, that's when in January they advised the plan for the chemical attacks. And another thing, if I'm not mistaken, the charter for the Federal Reserve is up in December of this year.
That's right, and they need to get it all redone and get even more power and merge it with the new Bank of the World. And again, we talk about how they script everything and target it for low-grade morons. They've been saying for almost a year and a half that if there's chemical attacks, we're going to invade you, and then we catch their jihadis doing it. The whole thing's totally scripted out in the open. They've been caught.
We know that that's the case, but the general public doesn't know that. But we stopped this war in Syria here in just a couple of weeks. Why can't we stop this Fed charter in December by starting now? We've got a few months to stop this.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. They actually reauthorized it about a decade ago, so it's actually in perpetuity right now. But the 100-year date is a good time to say get rid of it and to bring that up. The charter's already been re-extended, but it is a good time symbolically to bring it up. God bless you. Great points. Zach in Colorado, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing today, Alex?
I'm all right, brother.
So I had the first thing, I just want to say thank you to you and your crew for everything you guys do. You guys are awesome. The second thing, last week you had Roddy Piper on, and my comment goes into predestiny to fight the New World Order. Roddy Piper, of course, you know, then They Live, great movie. And in the mid-90s, in the middle of the WCW's popularity, they started an organization called the New World Order. I don't know if you recall that.
Yeah, it was Hulk Hogan, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it's interesting that those two come together. You know, Roddy Piper, the WCW with the New World Order, and now Roddy Piper is doing cameo appearance in a video game called Saints Row the Fourth, in which he helps you fight an overlord, which is holding the human population in a Matrix-type setup.
Oh, yeah, no, in fact, I should have talked to him about that video game. No, that's what it's all about. I've talked to people inside the whole wrestling deal. They picked up on that because of George Bush Sr. bringing it up. But, yeah, about how it's this global evil force, New World Order. But look at wrestling now, where they actually have guys that say my name. They go, I don't like Mexicans, but I like Alex Jones, to like create the idea that I'm racist or something. If you don't want open borders, you know, you're a racist liar. So yeah, the Vince McMahon, massive propaganda going on in wrestling. And that's what they do. And you have to ask, why are they doing that? Because they're worried about what we're doing here. And, you know, I don't say, hey, we're a big deal. You know, just say, hey, we're a big deal. We're in danger, folks. But the good news is we're having a big effect, thank God. I appreciate your call, Zach. I'm sorry to Corey and Nick and Angie. If you call me back tomorrow, I'll go to you first. I had 30 minutes overdrive. I started preaching and didn't get to everybody, but I got to most of the people. We're going to go back into retransmission right now. We have the director of Only God Forgives on, and you can go subscribe to the free podcast at InfoWars.com on the Listen page, the Listen tab. You can also find the free iPhone app, Droid app, and a lot of other stuff right there at InfoWars.com/show. And we are sending out the September issue via InfoWars.com/newsletter. Everybody that signs up there of the InfoWars September magazine today.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're living on the edge.
So the good news is the Russians, about a year ago, moved in troops to the couple bases that have the legal and lawful chemical weapons stored in them inside Syria. And now the Russians are officially going to oversee and invite the United Nations in to remove the chemical weapons that Syria has legally and lawfully. Now, remember, Iraq agreed to this back in 1993, 2 years after they were bombed into the Stone Age. And then for a decade, the sanctions were put into place that completely annihilated the population. 5 million had to leave the country. Some estimates are as many as 2+ million died. In fact, the estimates were 1.5 million by the year 2000. By the way, you guys had it ready the other day. I never played it. Will you, after I play this Assad clip, I want to play the Madeleine Albright clip if we have that, because... people don't believe this when she says, well, yeah, 500,000 dead kids, a good price to pay. So just remember when they're telling you, go attack a country, it's for the children, that's a big hoax. They've been attacking Syria for almost 3 years. It'll be 3 years in December. I just want everybody to remember that. And I want you to also remember that InfoWars.com breaks real news. The Israeli release communiques that they caught between Hezbollah and the high command of the Syrian military a few weeks ago what Israel released was the high command saying, who is engaged in these chemicals? It better not be you, because you've been ordered not to use chemicals. And then that was the evidence. Assad caught launching attack, and then the communique said the opposite. Well, to their credit, German newspapers in Bild and Sonntag and other big publications have reports of the intelligence agency chief in Germany saying that, no, the communiques actually show that Assad was ordering them not to use chemical weapons. And that is McClatchy. German paper, intercepts caught. Assad rejecting request to use chemical weapons, German paper says. Wow, well, let's give them a Pulitzer Prize, huh? Let's give McClatchy one. How about we give Paul Watson one? I don't want the credit, but I mean, I'm telling you, weeks and months and years before it's mainstream news, you hear it here. And why? Watson actually went to the communiques and read them and said, so many times the mainstream media will say, it was pitch dark. That's the headline, and then you read the article. Actually, it was at high noon at the bottom of the article. It's very bizarre where they won't even lie a lot of times. They'll just totally spin. I guess that's what spin is, what they call it, spin. They'll 180 what's going on. In fact, now, and they've been saying this for about a year, but now it's starting to get a little bit louder. That, oh, well, yeah, we have to go in because the rebels might get the chemicals. Actually, it could have been the rebels. And that's why we need to go in and bomb Assad. Counting on the Western public going, oh, yeah, those darn rebels of Assad's. No, the darn rebels are put in by the West. And listeners are going, really, Alex, I mean, that's actually happening? Yeah, you see it on the news. And it's bizarre. So here's the toll-free number on any subject you want to call in about. Obviously, I think it's great news that this is being diffused for now. I think it's fabulous news that Vladimir Putin has put Obama and the globalist in check. In fact, Grudge calls it checkmate and has had his whole site go blue for Royal Russian Blue. Because, again, I'm not rooting for the Russian system, but I am rooting for war not happening. I am rooting for Obama not getting a diversion from Obamacare and IRS gate and spy gate and whistleblower gate and NSA gate and Benghazi gate and Fast and Furious and Solyndra energy scams and just all the things that are going on. And now you're even seeing the Germans, who a week ago were spinning the Israeli releases that were real high command communiques. Germany at first was saying, oh, yeah, this shows Assad's people did it, but they weren't in control of it. No, no, no. The communiques clearly show that they didn't do it. So that is now coming out, and that's really a big deal. Now Paul Watson asked the question up on Infowars.com, and I want to ask you this as I give the number out. Is Assad being tricked into sacrificing Syria? And he talks about Gaddafi gave up his WMDs, chemical biological weapons, most of them sold to him by the West. Same thing with Saddam. That all came out, that mainly the U.S. and England, France, sold him all his stuff so he could have it against the Iranians. U.S. military directed the chemical attacks on the Kurds. That's come out in congressional hearings. And so you saw Saddam do what he was told and get set up. You saw Gaddafi come in and invest all his money with the West and let all the Western companies in and say, here, have the infrastructure. And he would get on the news and say, Obama's my friend, and I like Sarkozy, and we're going to fix this. And you know what? They set him up. They're like, hey, lower your guards, just like in Saving Private Ryan, which is fiction, but based on a real battle that happened. And I can't tell you how many accounts of French warfare I've read about, or street-to-street, hand-to-hand combat, where they found in psychological warfare, they would have the Germans do this, the French do it in World War I, back and forth, when they would run into foxholes or run into trenches, they would yell, that was Saving Private Ryan's World War II, but it's the same thing. They would say, we're here to help. We're friend. Don't shoot. Don't shoot. As they jump into the doorway and fire automatic weapons. And they found statistically a lot of people didn't want to kill, didn't want to fight, wanted to be in denial. We're going to con themselves instead of getting ready to kill with your bayonet and your weapon. They're coming in. Let's kill them when they try to kill us. Ah! Instead of like getting your killer instinct going, people will lower their hands, just like in Private Ryan. Same Private Ryan. When the Americans starting to beat the German and they've got the bayonets to each other and they're in death grip, and the German goes, oh, no, no, I'm your friend. Shh, let's stop. And the guy gives in for a minute, and he gets the initiative and drives the sword, drives the dagger right into him. And that's what the globalists do. They go, don't get angry. Don't get upset. Don't listen to Alex Jones yelling and screaming. Don't listen to, you know, to the people that get upset. Stay calm. Listen to NPR. NPR this morning was still saying Assad was caught with chemical weapons because it's totally government run. Totally government and foundation run. Because they don't care. They're 100% government. CNN's pretty much government run and MSNBC, but still, they know they're totally losing their audience, so they're telling the higher-ups, we're going to lose everybody if we don't at least tacitly agree with them that this war is wrong. And the higher-ups are, it doesn't matter. You do what you're told, you sell the war. And I think that's great, because the more they are full of hubris, the worse they look. The problem is they figured it out and backed off, because they realized they were hemorrhaging out, ladies and gentlemen. They are hemorrhaging out right now. The question is, what's going to come out of it? Because, by the way, I'm not happy about the collapse of the New World Order. And let me quantify that. I was telling Watson this morning. What's going to fill the vacuum is the communist Chinese and the Russians and the robber barons that are still going to be operating. You understand? That's why the EU was set up to collapse Europe to then set up a bigger union later. They intend on collapsing this Anglo-American New World Order. And I'm happy that it collapses compared to their total eugenics takeover, but they're just going to come back again. So be ready for that, is what I'm saying. I'm not happy. I mean, I guess it's kind of like Samson. And if you use that analogy, the Liberty Movement, we've had our eyes gouged out. We've been starved to death, you name it. We've been gelded, and we're standing there between the two pillars. And we're trying to push down the New World Order, but it's going to come down on us. I hope you understand that. But it's slow death and a sure death, and a sure death of the psyche and the soul and the mind if the globalists culturally are allowed to do what they want to do here. The transhumanists, you know, the end of the family, all the things they want to do, the evil agenda. Our only hope is to beat it, and justice be done, may the heavens fall. Justice be done, though the temple fall down on top of us. And many of us will end up surviving, and there will be a better world on the other side of that. But it's still not going to be fun. But it's better to have a Soviet Union-style collapse of the globalist empire that's known as the American Empire than to have World War III. And they will try to launch a World War III if they can maneuver people into it to bring in their total world government. That is their endgame plan, as Joel Skousen and others have concurred. We can debate about when they plan that, but the United States has spent more money on underground bases and congressional hearings, you can look this up, than all other governments worldwide combined. But in Switzerland and Russia and China, they have fallout shelters still for the general public. If you notice, there's no fallout shelters now here. There's parking garages, you'll see, or nuclear fallout. You're supposed to go in there and die. Supposed to go in a parking garage so it can collapse in on top of you and your family. We have paid for a breakaway civilization level technocracy that have already got incredible treatments 30, 40 years in advance medically. And that's what government health care is about. They can never allow that to all come on the market. They can never allow you to get access to that. And so that's why they're saying you don't get these tests, you don't get these surgeries, you don't get these advances. I was listening to NPR this morning at 6:15 in the morning, and they had an author on there talking about, and it sounded like literally in rapture, talking about the power of the bioethics board in Katrina and Sandy and other events, and how the doctors would go through the wards with the sick patients, killing them with morphine, And then I got back in the car. I got into work late today at 10 a.m. and tuned in NPR out of Houston, and they were on another show talking about euthanasia. Because, see, for them, that's the ultimate power. And they were there with these voices going, he checked with the nurse. She was on the bioethics board, and then they put the morphine in. And I'm listening to this, and it's like, and then I tune in 3 hours, 4 hours later, and it's another show. It's like the Grim Reaper programming or something. And it's just all about them running our lives. And it's so incredibly creepy. And they just want to have this calm voice with everybody. And, oh, this is how it's going to be. And, oh, don't get upset. Don't struggle. And I use the analogy of if you're going to pick up an old horse to sell it. A lot of people get attached to their old workhorses and end up when they're in pain or whatever, you know, just putting them out of their misery, shooting them. But, you know, old cutthroat farmers and ranchers, they'll call in Elmers. They'll call in and what do they call it? The glue wagon. And you might just wait because you'll buy horses in groups. Maybe you got some 15-year-old, 20-year-old horses that are kind of broke back and, you know, or lame or whatever. Well, you're going to get a little bit of money out of those. And the glue wagon pulls in. I haven't seen this. I've read about it and I've had family that's seen it. And you think horses are stupid? They're not stupid. They're just real instinctive. So they're real wild. And these are horses been around you for 15 years and know you. And that glue wagon pulls in. And the glue wagon guy gets out. And those horses can smell the fear of the last horses that were in it in their urine, the hormones in their urine. And the horses start kicking and getting upset. But the glue wagon fella, he goes, come on over and help me. Let's just get him. And they talk to him just like an NPR voice. That's where that comes from. You say the original NLP. And they just go, it's all right, baby. And you just lead that horse right on in there. And if there's any others, they just go right in with it. And you close it and you lock it. And they pay the farmer. Here's your $5. Back in the day, you know, here's your $100. They're going to get turned into dog food. They're going to get turned into fish food. They're going to get their hooves and things rendered down into glue. That's what it is. It's cartilage. And the farmer goes, turns around, and this is, I've seen this with slaughtering animals around a farm. Even though you know a pig or you know a cow, it's kind of like, yeah, old Betsy's going to be on the dinner table. Let's go get something to eat. Because that's just what you got to do. And people say, well, that's immoral. What's really immoral is pulling into Wendy's and getting your hamburger then and then criticizing people that go hunting. But the whole psychology is the same thing. So I'm here because I don't want to just be a horse loaded up. I'm here saying, hey, we better get upset. I'm here trying to get your instincts for survival activated. And NPR and all these globalists, they are your enemy. And they all know full well what they're doing. It's funny to them. They're a military operation. You're not allowed on those shows unless you play part in the cult. One time they had me on national NPR. They never aired it. And they were taping at the University of Texas. It was the national NPR on the ISDN line. And I was talking just like this. And they said, can you just calm down and can you talk smooth, Alex? You'd be a lot more popular if you did that. And I said, well, this is how I am. I get upset about this information. I think it was like some retrospective deal on the, you know, 10 years of Alex Jones or something. And, you know, the New World Order conspiracy theorist or whatever. And I was disagreeing with the host. Of course, they never aired it. And they were all just like going, oh, your voice. Oh, the people at UT, the RTF department, was the professor that was running it was there just going, oh, please stop. Oh, because they're all in a trance, too. They all just want to feel like they're winners, feel like they're members of the establishment. And that's the end of it. But you're not. You're suckers. You're schmucks. You're marks. You're idiots. You've been conned. You're not part of the winning team either. Just because you sit around licking your lips about the case for killing Granny and you know, like Jack Kevorkian used to get excited on TV talking about, you know, gassing people. And it's just like, wow, these people are so weak. that all they want is the power of life and death over patients that are under their control. It's like Munchausen by proxy or something on a mass scale, and you realize what freaks they are. You realize it's a legion of pit of hell scum. And then they call themselves liberals. That's the vanguard of the New World Order. They're the cutting edge. And they're up there just poking their finger in racial division and sticking salt in there, sticking salt in the wound and grinding it in and going, now you're going to do what we say, and all this racial pain's going to stop. And they just sit back and smile as blacks beat and kill white people every day, and, you know, and the White House funds, you know, the machete movies. Oh, yeah, you know there's government funding involved in that. A little bird told me. But multiple birds told me. Plus, it's already in the news. But, I mean, it's just so sick to watch how they program our lives. I want that to stop. Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
By the way, we have some really amazing guests coming up this week. Some of them are pretty hot to handle, so I'm not going to announce them till they're on the air. But that's coming up later in the week. You know, I learned about a month ago, or about 2 months ago now, actually, that I'm not even going to go there. I'm not even going to go there. I'll tell that story later. The point is that there's a lot happening, a lot of people waking up, but you've also got the power structure attempting to intimidate everybody into not speaking up. But as more and more of us speak up, it's harder for the intimidation to work. And once the intimidation implodes, then you see a huge acceleration of the sea change we're already seeing accelerate. And I know that's elementary, but we need to think about that, just like in Bud's life. If you let one ant stand up, they might all stand up. Those puny ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, then that's it for our way of life. And their way of life as the globalist is not just sucking our money and energy out of us, but programming our minds, trying to destroy our free will. That's the big sin. So open phones in the next hour. I'm going to give the number out on the subjects that we've already covered so far. Any subject you'd like to raise, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll also get into new government ammo purchases, the latest on the missing nuclear weapons out of Dyess Air Force Base. And more in the next hour, 800-259-9231. And I'll try to take a lot of your calls. Probably fail, but I'll try. I want to play this clip I talked about. Here's Assad, one of the clips from Charlie Rose, talking about how he'll do anything to avoid another crazy war. Here it is.
The president is prepared to strike, and perhaps we'll get the authorization of Congress or not.
Prepared to strike.
The question then is, would you give up chemical weapons if it would prevent the president from authorizing a strike? If that is a deal you would accept.
Again, you always imply that we have chemical weapons.
I have to, because that's the assumption of the president.
Yeah.
That is his assumption, and he is the one who will order the strike.
It's his problem if he has assumption. But for us in Syria, we have principles. We do anything to prevent the region from another crazy war. It's not only Syria, because it will start in Syria.
You do anything to prevent the region from another crazy war.
Yes.
You recognize the consequences for you if there is a strike.
It's not about me. It's about the region.
That's right. It's always about, we're just going to take out this guy, and you know he's a bad guy, we say, so let's kill everybody. No, it's about the region. It's about the world. I can't believe how calm he is. I got mad at Piers Morgan, and I've gotten mad at other people on national TV when they're lying, saying nobody wants to take your guns. Well, of course you want to. It's on record. Everywhere you're in control, the globalists take all the guns. Shut up! I'd be like, how dare you send in al-Qaeda to our country and do this? But see, it was taped. So they knew it would never end up on the air. And I mean, they tried to blow him up over and over again and his family. I can't believe how calm he is. And then you look at the sycophanticness of Charlie Rose and all the rest of the globalists, how they get off on the power, how they get off on the weapons, how they get off on talking about striking. How about you give hey Rose, how about we just give Obama 5 more peace prizes for what he's done in Syria, huh? You people are sick. And you're not going to get to have your World War III if free humans have their way and come together around justice. Briefly, folks, this is a listener-supported transmission. Please spread the word about the broadcast wherever you listen to it, whether it be on XM or AM and FM or the Internet at InfoWars.com. Don't forget, one membership at PrisonPlanet.tv to see the nightly news and all the films is $5.95 a month, and 11 people can use the membership. So that's 11 memberships for $5.95 a month. It's easy to sign up, and your support is needed. PrisonPlanet.tv. Sign up today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.